Hi there, boys and girls. I'm glad you've tuned in for the Children's Bible Club broadcast today. I'm Aunt Carolyn, here with Mr. Woods and the Bible Club choir. We're in Milton, Florida, and I wonder where you are and what you're doing. Maybe you're riding your bike on the way to ball practice, or in the kitchen washing dishes, or out in the barn helping with the cows, or in the car going shopping. I don't know. Wherever you are, turn your radio volume up a little so you can hear well and join us in singing and for story time after a little while. You'll be glad you did. Now, here's the choir to start us off today. Choir? For that good singing and for your faithfulness to the Children's Bible Club ministry. You know, some folks think only of grown-ups serving the Lord. They say that those who are preachers and evangelists and missionaries, Christian teachers or workers are in full-time service for the Lord. But believe me, kids can be real servants of the Lord too. Just as the choir kids sing for the Lord Jesus, you can help with the work around your church. You can help an elderly person rake their yard, or you can wash their windows or clean their house or run errands for them. What's more, you can help at your own home. Now, wouldn't that be great for a son or daughter with a smiling face and a willing heart to help with the chores and work at home? Yes, that's part of being family and showing love at home. And you can serve the Lord in prayer and Bible study. And if you're faithful now as a young person, the Lord will lead you exactly to what He wants you to be when you're grown. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." Ask the Lord what you can do for Him today, and then put feet to your prayers and get busy. Yes, and then you might like to write Aunt Carolyn and tell me something you did do for the Lord today. That would be a thrill to my heart to know that you didn't just say you love the Lord, but that you put that love into practice by working for Him. Here's my address, Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570, USA. Wherever you are, you can do something for the Lord. Write and let me know, and I can share your note with the choir, and we can rejoice with you. Now, here's the choir again before story time. Today's story is Hannah's Prayer. You can read it for yourself in 1 Samuel, first chapter.
Stop! Stop! Hannah cried and covered her ears with her hands. I do my work. I am a good wife. Please, just leave me alone.
Ha ha ha! Penina taunted. You're just jealous because Elkanah loves me more than you. Because I have given him children. I have given him sons and daughters. And you have no children. None.
Well, of course there was trouble in Elkanah's house. One husband and two wives under one roof did not make a happy home.
Penina made life miserable for Hannah, for she had children and wouldn't let Hannah forget it. She was proud and made sneering, hateful remarks to Hannah.
Hannah's heart was broken. She wanted a child, too, more than words could tell, but the Lord had not given her a baby. Every day was sad for Hannah. No matter what work she had to do, the desire for a child was uppermost in her mind.
As he did every year, Elkanah took his family to Shiloh to worship the Lord and sacrifice at the tabernacle.
Even there, Penina taunted Hannah. Hannah was so sad and upset that she wept and would not eat.
Elkanah tried to comfort her, for he loved her very much. When he offered the sacrifice, he gave Hannah a bigger portion to eat than Penina and her children, but Hannah didn't want food.
Elkanah tried to cheer her. Don't cry, my dear. Please eat now. I love you. Am I not better to you than 10 sons?
Hannah dried her tears, but still she was not content. She went to the tabernacle, bowed down in prayer, and poured out her heart to the Lord.
She begged the Lord to give her a son. And please, Lord, if you will give me a son, I will give him back to you to serve you forever. And we will never cut his hair as a sign of his dedication to you.
Hannah continued to plead with the Lord so earnestly that she was moving her lips in prayer, but wasn't speaking out loud. She was in such anguish of heart that Eli, the high priest, thought she was drunk and scolded her soundly.
No, no, my Lord, I haven't been drinking. I am not drunk. I'm just so sorrowful that I was just pouring out my heart's request to the Lord.
Oh, now Eli understood. He was old and dull and didn't recognize a soul in need. He thought Hannah was drunk. When he realized his mistake, he quickly changed his mind and blessed her. Go in peace, he assured, and God grant you your request. Now Hannah was satisfied and calm. She rose from prayer, ate her food, exchanged her tears for a smile, and was ready to go home the next morning. She knew God would keep his promise. And you can be sure God did keep his promise. In just the right time, God gave Hannah a bouncing baby boy. She named him Samuel because she had asked him of the Lord.
How happy and thankful she was. She wasn't laughed at or despised any more. God had given her a baby. Oh, how she praised the Lord. God had kept his promise. Now she must keep hers.
She began at once to train little Samuel to serve the Lord. She had so much to teach him in such a short time. When it was time again for the family's annual trip to the tabernacle in Shiloh, Hannah told her husband she didn't want to go this year. In fact, she said, I'm going to keep Samuel at home until he's weaned and old enough to go with us to the sacrifice. Then I'll leave him there at the tabernacle to serve the Lord forever, just as I promised. With much thought, Elkanah agreed and took the rest of the family on the journey to the tabernacle, while Hannah and Samuel stayed at home. How thrilled she was to watch him learn to crawl and play and take his first steps. His laughter and childish prattle was music to her ears. But Hannah wasted no time lovingly teaching Samuel the word of God, telling him ever so earnestly how God had sent him in answer to her prayer, that he belonged to God, and that he was to serve the Lord all his life. She taught him that as soon as he was big enough, she was going to take him to the tabernacle. He would stay and live there, and Eli and the other priests would teach him more about God. Samuel had to realize that there was nothing greater in all the world than to live for the Lord Jesus Christ and be his servant. Samuel had to realize that there was nothing greater in all the world than to live for the Lord God and be his servant. From a tiny tot to an aged man, Samuel was true to the Lord. He started life right and finished life right. Let's pray that the Lord can say the same of us. Paul said, "It's required of stewards that a man be found faithful." So let us be good stewards for the Lord, starting today.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.